Pray the Word with David Platt is a resource from Radical.net.
Ezra chapter 7, verse 10. For Ezra had set his heart to study the law of the Lord, and to do it, and to teach his statutes and rules in Israel. Oh, I read this, and I'm challenged, exhorted, encouraged in a way that I want to challenge, encourage, exhort you. Let's set our hearts to study the law of the Lord. Like, what if we actually did this? Like, in each of our lives as followers of Jesus, our hearts were set on studying, reading, knowing the law of God, the Word of God. This is not just, I mean, obviously this is a picture here in Ezra of the leader among God's people doing this, and there's no question this is the primary responsibility of a leader in the church. Think about my life as a pastor, other pastors, elders in the church, the one competency qualification. So there are all kinds of character qualifications in 1 Timothy 3, Titus chapter 1, but the one competency qualification is that a pastor, elder is able to teach, studies the Word of God, and is able to teach the Word of God to the people. This is how God leads his people through his Word, through the mouths of faithful pastors and elders who are proclaiming, teaching his Word. So there's no question there's example here in Ezra for every pastor and leader in the church. So especially if you are a pastor or a leader, study the law of God and teach it faithfully. But this is not just for pastors, leaders in the church. I think about parents. I think about Deuteronomy chapter 4 and Deuteronomy chapter 6. Like, know this word and teach it to your children. Pass it on to your children. Talk about the Word of God everywhere as you lie down, as you rise up, as you walk along the way all the time. So for every one of us as a follower of Christ, we are called by God to know his word and to pass his word on to others, to talk about his word with others, to teach others his word. This is disciple making, teaching others to obey everything Christ has commanded us. So God, we pray today in a fresh way that you would set our hearts to study your word. And I pray for this in my life. I pray for this in every person who's listening to this right now. Set our hearts to know and meditate on and memorize and study and read and listen to, and in the process, love your word. Set our hearts on it. Set our hearts on your word. Tune our hearts to your word. And as we do, as we learn it, as we know it, as we love it, use us to pass it on to others, to teach it to others, we pray. In our homes, in our workplaces, in our neighborhoods, in our churches, or wherever we are, wherever we go, whenever we lie down, sit, rise, walk, God, please use us to proclaim your word, to share your word, to encourage others with your word. May your word be constant in our hearts and on our lips. May it be so, we pray. May it be so among pastors and leaders in your church. Just saturate our leadership, our lives, and your church with your word. And may it be so among all of us as we grow as disciples and we make disciples. Help us to love your word and help others to walk in it. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.